Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Campbell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Hal Brown. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ellis Burton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. And now, play ball. Al Spangler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Temple. The throw from Burkell and he is safe. Temple steals second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Santo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Warwick who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Rogers goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Astros. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hubbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Burton hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aspromonte bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Bertel hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Hobby takes first base on ball four. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hobby moves to second. Andre Rogers batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Rogers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball four. Hobby moves to third. Landrum moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Hobby scores. Landrum scores. Williams moves to third. It's 6-0, Cubs. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hubbs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Spangler batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Burton is 0-for-1 in the game. Burton hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bertel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bertel hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Verpel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogers moves to second. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warwick throws the ball into Temple who relays the ball to Lillis who tags Santo trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Rogers scores. It's 7-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brock Davis pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Burton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Zachary now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hubbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burton is 0 for 2 in the game. Burton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to second. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burkell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burkell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillis. Hubs scores. Burton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Cubs. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hobby is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Hobby strikes out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Landrum is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Landrum is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Temple is 0-2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Warwick batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Warwick is 0-2 in the game. Warwick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Cubs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Runnels is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 2-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 3-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lillis is 0-2 in the game. Lillis takes first base on ball 4. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Campbell is 0-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hubs is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Burton hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vertel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Chris Zachary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zachary strikes out. 1 out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 3 in the game. Spangler hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple bunts towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spangler moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Vertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Warwick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Astros 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Nelson Matthews pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Matthews is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Landrum hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Rogers hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lillis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aspromonte moves to second. 2 outs. Jim Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. Campbell hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Houston Astros, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.